Hey, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen. Thank you for listening to me on Anchor FM. Welcome to my podcast if you're new, and if you're a loyal supporter, well, I am glad you're back. Today we are on the heels, one day away, of the second full moon in Libra, April 2019. Whenever we have a double full moon, this is amplified energies. This is intense. Libra being all about relationships, partnerships, self-identity. So today, the energies of this full moon and the energies of Libra and what it's bringing into us is it is asking us to... It's begging us, literally, to review every single partnership, relationship, collaboration. This isn't just about your one-on-one relationships. This is like even, you know, I had a friend call me last night and she's like, well, you know, I've been participating in this group doing such and such. It's kind of like a volunteer type thing. And there's just something wonky going on. Like somebody decided to take control and the other people don't really like it. Bottom line is, it doesn't feel good anymore. So, when we have these things happen like that, and it doesn't feel good anymore, this is when we get to the point of review. The energy isn't the same when you began. And this is a lesson that truly should go across the board for all of us in every aspect of our lives. When the energy of something no longer is exciting and fun or drawing you in because of curiosity, because you want to take a new turn, you want to go down a new path, if it's not bringing education, research, newness, fun, or excitement to you, if it isn't setting your soul on fire, why are you doing it? I will never for the life of me understand people that participate in lethargic activities. And by lethargic, I don't mean they're just sitting on the couch talking about soap operas. I mean people that participate in activities that don't feel good. The energy of the activity no longer is like, oh yeah, I'm going, I'm so excited, it's tonight or it's today, yada yada. They instead are like, I don't want to do this. It used to be fun. Now it sucks. Why are you still doing it? That is a clear indicator that it's time for a shift, a movement, a change, transformation. The other thing is, when that one person or family member maybe even calls you up and invites you, and immediately upon hearing the invitation, it's dread. And you're like, I don't want to go. I don't want to participate. I'm not up for this. Once again, key indicator, it's not the right fit. So why do we say yes to things we don't want to do? Because we're emotionally tied to something or someone and we don't want to let them down. But the reality of this is, it's not really about letting anyone down. You're letting yourself down. The longer you allow situations, relationships, partnerships, collaborations, projects to go on with a dense, unfun, lethargic energy, you're draining yourself. You're wasting your time and spinning your wheels. You might as well have gone and parked yourself in a mud puddle and just hit the gas for 4 hours. But instead of 4 hours, it's like however long you decide to stay in that trap. You're going to be spinning your wheels in the mud until you decide, shit, why am I still doing this? This does not feel good. I don't like it anymore. It's not what it once was. And you move on to something else. But our human condition has us emotionally connected to people, places, and things. And we feel like letting go will only hurt somebody. Not true. What are you doing to yourself when you participate in something that your heart really isn't in? Wasting your own energy, wasting your own life. And it's really not even about wasted time or wasted energy, but like it is directly connected to your emotional feel good of you. So how is that emotionally filling you up? And you can turn around and then fill someone else up. You can't. You cannot do that. It doesn't work that way. And you see the domino effect of participating in events and participating with people that don't feel good is that you become unable to then transfer that energy into the things that you do love and the people that you do love. Instead, you return from these meetings or these relationships or these gatherings that you feel emotionally connected to. Obligatory is the key word. You return from participating in these events that feel obligatory. And what do? Are you then in turn pouring that energy into someone else? So what kind of energy are you pouring into the people that you love or the things that you do love? Are you giving those things half-ass because you're not truly dedicated doing what you need to be doing, what you love to be doing? There comes a very fine, definitive moment in every person's life where you will say, I'm just not doing shit that doesn't feel good anymore. I reached that breaking point about 5 years ago. And it really turned a lot of people off. They thought I was being a bitch. They thought I was being condescending. They thought I was better than them. It had nothing to do with that. And I'm not that type of person anyway. But they were offended. And I just simply didn't want to say to them, yeah, hanging out with you doesn't feel good anymore. So I just said, I have something else that I gotta do. Sorry. Got these other plans. Sometimes you have to be blatantly truthful and be like, you know, it used to be fun. Now it sucks. I got nothing on that. But many times people don't get it until you say it out loud to them. I think you'll know the energy of the person who you can be truthful and honest with. Because those people are the ones that probably also aren't feeling it from you too. And they might just be doing it and going through the motions because you are. You can resolve a lot of this by journaling about it. I know, there I go again, talking about journaling, right? So today, when the energies are intense, when you're feeling pulled or drawn away from something because it sucks, or you're like, oh my gosh, everyone's losing their mind, retreat to a place of safety. Retreat. Don't give up. Don't throw in your hands and say, well, screw you guys, I'm done. Don't pull a Cartman. But just go back home. Just go back to your safe space. Just play it safe. Go to yoga, listen to music, read a book. Throw yourself into something you love instead of forcing yourself into something you don't. If you like this podcast, I ask you to stay tuned for the next one. And if you're new to my podcast, I thank you for listening. If you are a loyal listener, I appreciate your support. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can find me in my group on Facebook called The Light Seekers Tribe, or you can reach me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day.